Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. This is the latest update, and it is 5 p.m. Eastern on the official NAC clock. We do have some updates that I wanted to show you here, some changes, and we're constantly getting new information and updating the forecast. This is brand new as of 5 p.m. Look at this. We got some changes here. Tropical storm Isaias. So the winds have come down just a little bit to 70 miles an hour. But, you know, that's not much different than what we had from a hurricane, just a few miles an hour difference. We're going to see some of these fluctuations as we got some shear. We got some other effects on the storm that could take place. Slowed down a little bit northwest at 10 miles an hour. I did want to zoom in a little bit more on the actual track itself. This is the new forecast track, still very similar to before. And we're forecasting, you know, to become a hurricane again. So overnight tonight, seeing some of that convection build becoming a hurricane again as it approaches the Florida coastline. And then riding right up the Florida coastline, let's look at some times here. This right here is 2 p.m. on Sunday, so tomorrow afternoon, starting to see the center get really close to the coastline here. And then the afternoon on Monday, and then rolling up all the way to Tuesday in the afternoon, so moving a lot quicker as we start making this turn back towards the northeast. But if you really kind of look at this, we've got to think about the cone here. So the center could be anywhere inside this cone. That's a cone of error, not the cone of impact. So those impacts stretch out well beyond the actual cone. That's the area of tropical storm force winds. You can start seeing these rain bands come in. Those rain bands have been strong. Really want to show you some of these rain bands where we've actually had 50 to 60 mile an hour wind gusts in some of these rain bands, and they're going to continue. We're going to see more of them. See the first ones reaching the South Florida area here and bringing some torrential rainfall and really high winds, and more of them on the way. So that's going to continue overnight. You're going to see that. Looking at the structure of the storm, not quite what you would think when you think of a hurricane. You think of the actual structure. You see the eye, just that typical symmetric look to it. So really, if you look at the center of the storm, fairly open, not a lot of convection around it. And that's what we see when we saw the winds come down slightly. But look at the convection over the last hour and a half. Starting to see a large area of very strong thunderstorms, very high tops, and heavy rainfall and high winds start to develop pretty close to the center, indicating, well, we still got a ways to go. We still could see some of the strengthening with the storm with time. Some of those impacts, and one of the big ones that we always like to talk about, is the rainfall. This is the latest rainfall graphic I wanted to share with everybody. So for the most part, we've been talking about 2 to 4 inches around Florida, and that's still the same. This green area here, 2 to 4 inches. But look, it's interesting how close some of these higher values are. The yellow, 4 to 6 inches. Even the orange, the 6 to 10 inch range, most of it forecast to be offshore, but a little wiggle, a little wobble, and some of those higher amounts can make it onshore real quick. So you got to watch out for flash flooding. But look how far it stretches out. The point that we really need to make, this yellow area, 4 to 6 inches, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, that right there is quite a bit of rain. You got to watch out for some of that flash flooding. And the last aspect to this, really got to look at some of the possible storm surge. Some of these areas could see 2 to 4 feet, not every area, but right along the barrier islands. So very dangerous situation. We're going to continue to keep a watch on the hurricane Isaias, which was a hurricane and now a tropical storm and forecast to become a hurricane again. This has been the latest update from right here at the National Hurricane Center.